last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Pyronite Bomb. It's right there in front of you.
Pyronite Bomb.
I think this is the one we have the key for. I think.
There's only one way to know.
The key that you have, you compare it to some etchings that are on this Pyronite Bomb, and they match.
Yeah.
The
key
you have will fit in a port on the top of this Pyronite Bomb.
Just get rid of Medusa and steal her key, and then get rid of Loveless and steal her key.
I got bad feelings about this, but it gets rolls on.
Just get rid of the endgame boss.
Just get rid of that.
Yeah. Just take care of that real quick. There's a key. I think Pyronite's a little too dangerous of a weapon to be running around trying to use.
I don't know, man. In the right hands.
It has a stat line, but yeah. You know,
in the right hands. You know what I mean?
You think that there's 50 bundles of Pyronite that are a part of this one bomb?
Man.
Could we push the cattywampus?
Its body
in front of the.
I like
bomb
this.
Just to stage it so it looks like
keep it warm.
Maybe he's sleeping and no one's been in here.
Like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. Who's got sunglasses? We are turning the key and turning it off right now, right? Are we ready for that? All right.
You insert Parsis's key into this bomb.
Where are the Droidekars?
Okay, now we do have to set up the room the way you're talking about.
All right. Shoot.
So staging this catapult.
They'll still carry through.
Are you quite done, you two?
I mean, acting in the 70s was good great.
We were having a real good time.
No, that was Phantom Menace.
One, yeah.
Oh, 99, baby.
So, what would you like to do now, Shum Follow 5?
We need to know where the Medusa is, Glassman's girlfriend.
You see a shield marshal at another table eating by themselves.
Kill him. Just kidding.
Throw him in the wheel.
I like to drink a leche by myself and stare out the window.
Okay, well, you wouldn't mind me sitting with you. In fact, I hear that the leche on this boat comes all the way from Magenbaya, the yaks of the Magenbaya Mountains.
It's yak milk.
And it's some of the best leche I've ever had. I think you'll like it too.
That would possibly explain the tartness.
Yeah, I think so. They put a little dash of lime in there as well to set it off.
As the older they get, they have different aged snakes on their head. So they would have to peel at different
and
times.
And some of them might be split in. So
how do you know
they're
born with the snakes that they have until they die?
Because I feel like a baby Medusa having all the same amount of snakes as a full-grown one would look weird.
That'd be really bad
like
for their back.
So like an infant Medusa's just got the one snake?
Just like a couple little snakes and you put them up in a ponytail.
Sprouts one curly cute snake up on top.
And they just sprout. And then eventually more.
Like Jack, but it's a snake.
Boy. Muffet, Muffet, can you imagine our luck meeting such fine company?
These thrilled.
These
met this
three
group.
And their dwarf pet.
Put them inside their room. Luton goes in the vents, and we recon these other rooms.
We will have to find out what to do next week. Muffet, Muffet, can you believe it?
And now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
I wasn't prepared.
Rolled again.
I had something, and then it literally just went right out of my brain.
Let's see. I have an important announcement.
Oh, boy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And with an important announcement this week, I turn it over to Jordan.
Yep, very.
It's raining sideways.
For those of you who are very concerned, it's okay. I'm going to put your minds at ease. I found my copy of Cyberpunk 2077.
Yes! Wait, where was it?
Yeah, you had a first of all, you had a physical copy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's living in 2008.
My wife bought it for me.
My wife. Not her again.
Where was it?
So I completely forgot that we had a box full of DVDs and Blu-rays.
That sentence is wild.
It got packed in that box.
What else is in there?
I got Star Wars Blu-rays. I got Lord of the Rings. Okay. And I got the original DVD extended edition Lord of the Rings with those like Tropic Thunder leather looking.
Ooh, the definitely leather Tropic ones. Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
The, well, they're like leather looking.
Okay.
Just, yeah.
You got Boondock Saints in there?
Boondock Saints 1.
See?
Yeah,
really? Just 1.
The second one is not good.
It's not. It's not. They were like, let's get some money.
Yeah. Yeah, it was unfortunately a money grab. But yeah, I found it. Found it.
Right on, man.
What are you going to do with that box?
Thank you. Does this mean you're going to finally stop accusing me of having it?
Well, I'm still not convinced you didn't come to my house and sneak it into that box.
Well, you should have looked deeper in the box. I
want to give a special thank you to Jeff, who from Big Campaign Podcast.
Jeff from Big Campaign.
Go listen.
Yes.
He so kindly offered to let me borrow his copy when I shared that my copy was missing.
Yeah.
What's in the box?
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. What a sweetheart.
Thank you, Jeff. Aren't Thunder Buddies great?
Yes.
They're the best kind of buddy.
They are. And Jordan's a 55-year-old man who still watches DVDs.
Hey, and you're all coming to my house when AI takes over the whole grid.
True.
And you will not be able to access your entertainment through the internet.
Dude, I'll be...
That's actually facts. Because you guys saw the movie Leave the World Behind?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
And then the shelter, when everything goes down, they had the coolest DVD collection.
Yep.
That's lame.
Yeah, hang on to those.
You're not going to be able to watch Miss Congeniality anymore. You're not going to be able to watch Magic Mike anymore.
Yeah. Wow. No more.
Oh, I'll be riding in a mech.
Perfect 1, Pitch 2, perfect and one. 3.
No, not 3. No, he doesn't watch 3. He loves 3. He told me 3 was his least favorite.
Who's he? Told you that.
Duval.
Never. Negatron, Ron.
3 is your favorite.
He told you that because you're judgmental.
I don't like this.
He was scared to tell me the truth.
I'm right here. I'm present. And I don't like any of that. I don't like any of it.
I've been told I would love the Pitch Perfect movies, and I've never seen any of them.
You should do that.
Are they good, though?
I don't think so.
I heard they're great. And
you were so close. You were so close to spilling the beans there.
I've seen 2 of them because my wife likes them, and I think they're lame. I had to suffer through them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said it. They're lame.
I heard you.
But do you not like musicals at all?
I love musicals. I'm a great musical fan.
Oh, you should watch Wicked.
It's Pitch Perfect.
No. Like everyone.
I can't watch
it. I was forced to watch it.
Yeah, I heard.
You know what?
You were tied up and toothpicks were put in your eyelids.
It felt like they were implied.
You better stay awake for these 4 hours of your life.
My daughter watched it with us.
It's 4.5 hours
long. It's
a
pretty long. It's not that long.
Get out of here.
It's like 5 hours long.
It gets longer every time you tell the story.
It gets longer every time. Every time Duval thinks about it. Yeah.
It's like a dude mood. You gotta.
It was intense. I'm not gonna lie. I had no desire to see it whatsoever. And then our daughter saw it, and she came over and said it was the greatest thing to ever happen to cinema.
Forced
to watch it. I sat down on the couch, and I was like, "All right, just enjoy yourself." And you know what? I think that Ariana Grande is a national treasure. I will say that much. She's amazing in that movie.
A national treasure.
In the movie?
Yes, yes.
Isn't she Canadian?
I don't know. Well, then she's a global treasure.
She might not be.
Dual citizenship. Definitely.
Selena Gomez, if you're listening, he doesn't mean it.
Oh, she's not.
We're not at that level.
Selena
Come on.
Gomez is an intergalactic treasure, okay? Likable by multiple systems.
I just watched a weird zombie movie that Selena Gomez was in.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
Now I know why it's
a very
weird.
Small part.
I saw that. Great.
What's it called?
Stay out of my dreams. I've told you 1,000 times.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, was one of those goofy ones.
It was very goofy. And who's the guy who plays, oh my gosh, Darth Vader's grandson?
Bob Dylan.
Darth Vader's grandson?
Yes.
Oh.
Kylo Ren. What's his name? Actor's name?
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver and Bill Murray are in this movie. Yeah. And them together, it's hilarious.
I watched this.
Yeah.
I watched this movie.
I can't remember the name.
It's super dry. I can't remember the name either.
It was too dry.
I liked it. It was awkwardly dry. Yeah. Super ashy. Yeah.
So dumb.
What was that called?
But he's like they're cops. And they're like, oh, there's weird stuff going on. It's like,
Bill Murray.
It's like this, yeah.
The dead don't die.
The dead don't die.
Yeah.
But someone's like, oh, that guy's eating somebody. That's weird. Like, that's the kind of comedy. And I thought it was great.
They're
but
like
Selena Gomez
super
in there.
Jaded LA
and
cops.
And Chloe Ceviche.
I don't know how to say her last name.
Chloe Sauvignon Blanc.
Exactly.
That's a wine.
And the guy,
I know.
And the guy who played Elvis in the movie.
Austin Butler.
Austin Butler.
Yep.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
Names. It wasn't good.
Who needs a job right now? We got casting call.
It was too dry.
Listen,
too dry.
Did you like Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes.
Yeah, but
you listen, they were just doing something that was out there. Just like Napoleon Dynamite, different style.
Napoleon Dynamite was done on a shoestring budget with no names. This sounds like it was done with a bunch of people.
Trying to do the Napoleon Dynamite thing.
Big names.
For that cast, it could have been better, but I don't think it was bad.
You saw anything Bill Murray's in, though. Bill Murray's hilarious.
What? Don't die. You don't like anything.
You
don't
like
anything Bill Murray's in?
I showed you the part with Selena Gomez when they had her head.
We have two different conversations having right now. Time.
He's talking bad about Bill Murray.
No. Time.
Sorry, buddies.
Hold on. Brittany Scott.
Thunder buddies. We haven't seen each other in a minute, in case you can't tell. We skipped an episode last week. That's all happening in real time.
They're talking about Bill Murray right now.
Yeah. Wrong. You heard the opposite. I love everything that Bill Murray has ever been in.
But
there's no but.
Okay.
Everything. Right. I love everything, including this movie.
Ghostbusters 2?
Yes.
Oh, all right. That was a litmus.
I love Bill Murray. Zombieland. The whole
Zombieland
thing,
saying,
like, he has a direct line to my funny bone. Like, that's a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who could not like Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't like Bill Murray, we got problems.
Maybe this ain't the show for you. That's what Greg is saying.
Maybe.
Not me.
Now, let's get back to what Brittany was mad about.
Okay, what's
about?
Yes.
Because I want to hear
Why
you accuse me of not watching the movie?
No, I wasn't
saying,
accusing you.
Remember
I was
the
shocked.
Part where they held up Selena Gomez's head? And you're is that Selena Gomez? Well, we are getting old, so.
Now I'm starting to remember it.
Oh.
Who killed Selena Gomez?
So strange. Wow. Well, there you go,
Zambi.
Folks.
Yeah.
It was a Zambi.
We had an awesome Thunder Buddy leave a wonderful comment last week.
That was so sweet.
And to summarize it, one of the sentences in here is, it seems like, at least from what you all present, that you create an authentic, friendship-centered gaming experience.
They fell for it.
We're fantastic.
We are all huge suckers.
This is what entertainment's about. Drink it up.
These paid actors, I don't even know their real names. No, I'm kidding. We are all friends and have been friends for a very long time.
A really long
Some of
time.
Us are married to each other.
I know, but we're not friends. The two people who are married to each other. Like, when you guys leave, we're probably going to put on those giant blow-up boxing gloves and just punch each other until the next recording.
You got to get the big sumo suits. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Do the
I sweat
sumo
too
suits.
Much in those.
I bought some sock and boppers. Well, they're like... They're off-brand sock and boppers.
Oh gosh.
You cheap. I bought them. Why would it was a stocking stuffer.
They're made of PVC pipe.
It was a stocking stuffer. No, they still work the same way.
They're called soccer
Who
boppers.
Skips? They're called sock and boppers.
They had it at Target.
Wow.
It was a nostalgic impulse buy, and I got it, and they're fun. Because I can, like,
who
my,
are you hitting
my kid,
with these
my
things?
Kid and I punch each other with them.
It's great.
Can you imagine what that looks like?
Rah, rah. Come here, kid.
Daddy as hard as you want, but then daddy gets to hit you back.
Now it's my turn.
It looks like.
Blam!
Right, it looks
right through the wall like an anime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One Punch Man.
Imagine a light and June just flies through the wall.
Imagine Ariana Grande going up against Andre the Giant. That's what it looks like.
We got to move on.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do.
We need another show that we just talk crap about famous people.
It'll probably get listened more than this one.
We're doing great.
Definitely get more lawsuits.
Hmm. So how do I do it? I cast transition. There we go. Segue.
Oh,
thank
perfect.
You. Oh, excellent. We do need to heal from that opening. When last we left the Shumfall of Five,
they had just gotten a private tour
of the mid-deck of the Gear Smoke.
Yes.
They got to tour the rooms of Lord Reginald Von Bartleby and Muffy Buffy.
Yes. Oh, their room's way nicer than ours.
Way nicer.
Is Muffy Buffy her legal name or is that her pet name?
Sure.
Got it.
Do you ask?
I got it. Excuse me, I have one question for you. Muffy Buffy.
Yes, darling.
Oh, please don't call me darling. It makes me blush.
Oh, dear.
So Muffy Buffy, is Muffy Buffy your legal name? What's so funny?
No, that's just a pet name, my darling, Reginald calls me.
You're giving away all my secrets.
Okay.
It's no secret, darling.
That's the secret to a happy marriage, my young dwarf friend, who I think might be older than me.
Probably.
pet name. So what's your real name, Muffy Buffy?
Oh, well, my real name is Bridget Regina. What was our last name again?
Gertrude.
What was our last name?
Head, Gertrude.
What was our last name, darling?
Bartleby. Von Bartleby.
Thank you.
Is that even it?
Von Bartleby.
Because that's a title. Von, isn't it?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm just making this up,
Greg. I love it.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for that.
So you were curious about the room to the bow side, to the forward side of this hallway, which opened up onto a lavish dining room that's pretty big. It is 7 squares across and 4 squares tall, so 7 squares across from port to starboard. There are 3 doors that exit toward the front of the ship. Reginald tells you that the 2 on the outsides are, one of them is the captain's quarters, one is the first mate's quarters, and then the middle one goes up to the bridge area. And so this wing of the starboard side of the gear smoke has what looks like 3 staterooms and then access to a private dining area. And then I think that you guys were trying to use your influence with him to get a tour. That was the whole point, right?
And so, we did, right?
Yeah, that's kind of, as much as he can show you.
Right.
Yeah, because we hadn't seen this area of the ship yet, so it's helpful for information, know where everything's at.
We've only been able to peek through those stained glass windows.
Right.
Of what appears to be like a conference room?
Yeah, there's 2 rooms, or 2 windows on either side of the door that lead into that conference room dining area. It looks as though it can be converted into multi-use, let's put it that way.
Okay.
And there's vents, 2 vents in that room.
Yeah, there are vents in every room on this deck, the deck below, which is your guys's rooms and the cigar lounge and the restaurant, and then the lowest deck in the cargo deck, all have vents in every room.
I think it's vent time.
I think it's vent time.
But we can't go
Lieutenant!
Up.
That's right. There are no vents that go up to the next deck.
So if we're trying to get around on this deck,
we could try to... Wait.
We could try to just... Go, I mean...
Are there key cards to access this area?
Keys.
The keys.
Yes.
Not and, key cards. It's not Hilton.
You have... you have... a skeleton key.
Oh,
so as if you guys are if you guys are going through and trying the keys in different doors, just sort of subtly, which I imagine you are, they work in all of the doors that you have come across on this deck.
Oh, I thought it was only for the cargo deck. That's super helpful.
No, every door that you've been faced with so far on this deck, the keys have worked.
Okay, well, where do we want to go? Because we're technically not supposed to be here. So the bridge is where they're driving the ship.
Correct.
And Angelique Lovelace will be on the highest deck as far as the information we've gathered. But
that's
also
correct.
But also, we don't know where Ibrium and Medusa are.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But we think that their rooms are on this level past the conference room, further forward.
Could be. I don't know. Those are just 2 estate rooms.
Didn't we find out that they were on this level?
Did Reginald and Muffy Buffy tell us whose estate rooms those were? Or did they know?
Oh, I believe that Lord Ibrium has the other side of this floor. Yes?
That is helpful, thank you.
And his quote-unquote girlfriend. I don't know why that was funny to me. But it was!
Okay, so that means those probably are their rooms. Interesting. Are we snooping?
I think we should snoop, dog.
Snoop dog.
Gia.
I think we should snoop.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
which
do we...
side are you snooping to?
I mean, I go starboard and then port is my thoughts. And skip the... He said the middle is the way to go to the bridge. So maybe we hold off on that and just check the estate room, see if anybody's there.
What do y'all think?
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to get the key, right?
Well, we have the key. Oh, you mean the disc? Yeah.
Yep.
The elephant key.
The one that the Medusa's got.
Yeah. It'd be great if it was just in her room and they weren't in the room. We could just snag it.
One can hope.
I highly doubt it.
I know. I'm not sure how we're supposed to get these keys.
And we didn't see anybody through the windows in this conference room?
That's correct.
Okay. Then let's sneak our way into these estate rooms. And I'm going to listen at the door of the one in here.
Are Reginald and
you're talking about the other rooms that are on the same level that you're on?
Yeah, the ones
went,
he said.
You mean you went through the conference room? Okay.
I thought that's where he said the Ibrahim and Parse.
Or no, that's the captain room. And the first mate's rooms.
Oh, he means on. Okay, he means on port means side from
port
where they're
side
at.
Port side wing. Yeah, which you would have to go back out onto the games deck.
Okay.
Where the elephant is, and then go through another set of doors.
I'm much more interested in those rooms than the captain's room. So,
can the Von Bartlebys get us into the others through the other door, the port side door?
Oh, why would you want to see that room? Well, my friends, I mean, that it is private. I can try, because you did improve my attitude to helpful, and it would be my pleasure to assist you, but no promises. The guards over there have very strict rules to not allow anyone through, but we could give it the old Magan by a try, as they say. Oh, it's college.
Ha ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha. Ha indeed.
He. I just wanted to be part of the crew.
So Lord Reginald leads you guys out into that area. There's definitely a guard posted there. Not a shield marshal, but just a regular boat personnel who's checking for access.
I say good day, Philip. Hello.
I was going to be Philip, but because I don't trust you.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're going to be like, yeah, come on in.
Yeah, exactly.
He's on to us.
Sorry, but Philip has to follow the rules.
Philip's a new guy. Yeah. He's nice. First kind of day. A pushover. Yeah.
I must say, my good man, would you consider allowing my friends and I to pass through here and tour this beautiful space, this side of the boat they haven't seen before, and of course it does lead to that incredible dining area up at the front of the ship. I would love to show that off.
And Philip says, I'm sorry, mate, you know, I love you, Lord Reginald, you always tip very well, but we can't allow anyone through here unless they have the access key for their room. I'm sorry. I'm from several different British locations at once.
Scotland. Yeah. I'm still waiting here, Cockney.
Yeah.
It's in there, mate. Oi. Governor.
In it.
In it a pain.
You having a laugh?
Having a go. I'm sure you're right proper guests aboard.
But now you're going to Boston.
I don't know. He's a man of many nations.
Okay, yeah,
he's moving like around a lot.
I like it.
You and Philip.
But that's what he is.
Okay.
Sorry, friends, but it appears we're stuck here.
Do you know whose rooms, other than Ibrahim and his girlfriend's rooms, are over here?
Oh, that's all I know. Most not allowed to let anybody by except the kitchen staff.
There's an Australian for you. It's an international sampler. Philip.
Yeah.
He's the charcuterie board of,
yes.
Yeah.
Of accents. Humanity.
I was going to say the appetizer sampler, but whatever. Those things are mixed. Okay. Okay. So.
Do you want to try some mechanical item, you know, Pathfinder mechanical stuff to try to get by?
Can we.
Like improving his attitude?
Try, yeah. Improve his attitude, please.
Gosh, dice? What?
On the Dice of Thunder?
We do that here.
So you're going to cast Enchanting Little Blue Fairy on him?
Yes,
and
please.
Do your best to... Okay.
So can I roll for Diplomacy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this can be aided, if you
I'd
wish.
I'd love to aid this.
It's not
this
required.
Not me.
Not required. Only 27. Not great.
31 to aid.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Oh,
that's a crit for aid. Well, you are all very lovely, and like I said, I love Lord Reginald, but I can't let anybody by...
Oh my gosh.
Cool. All right, we're not getting around him.
Can I roll a deception check to see if he's lying about
it? You can roll a perception check.
Or perception, yeah. I mean, against him lying about his voice.
Absolutely.
Just for funsies, I rolled a natty 11 plus 17, 28.
You have no idea what region he's from.
Who are you?
I've been asking myself that question. For years, mate.
That's so great.
He looks exactly like James McAvoy.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Which era of James McAvoy?
Oh, yeah. Like Tumnus the Fawn era?
No.
Wanted era?
The Split era. The whole multiple personality thing. No, yep.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It was a that's weak a perfect, connection.
No, that's no, a perfect, perfect connection.
Was it perfect, Brittany?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Take that to the bank.
Yeah. Stick that, that in your check. Pipe.
And then do nothing with it.
Follows it up with a threat. It's fantastic. All right. Shum follow five.
No, what options. You gonna do, brothers?
Brother?
I feel like we're not allowed to make Hulk Hogan references anymore after that disastrous Netflix premiere.
No.
What happened?
Just watch it.
Okay. He got booed. Yeah,
it was he, pretty, got booed. It,
he got booed.
He got rightfully booed.
It's the hard. Understatement of the century.
He got booed hard.
I still have like a little bit of like leftover like ooh secondary embarrassment.
I mean,
it.
They saw Suburban Commando, right?
Great, great movie. Bill Murray's in that.
How could you? I know. How could you boo him?
That's on his list.
That's why it's so great. Okay. How are we getting into this room? Are we venting this up? I'm so
I think so. Noivous. I don't know what else. I don't know how else.
Any other option.
Unless we get rid of the guard.
You cannot.
I'm down for that.
Cannot bring Kal-El if you go through the vents.
I'm afraid to leave him, but why if we get rid of the guard, we can all go in.
How are you going to get rid of him?
I don't know.
Bonk
him over the head and tie him up, leave him in the corner.
Gosh. felony Luton. Every one of the game tables behind you here on this massive 10 by 20 platform is occupied with people, and you are not in any kind of cover.
Wow.
You are exposed to the view of all of them. And you know, of course, inside this big box on the map, don't forget, giant glass elephant is still
big
there.
Old elephant.
Doing neat stuff. So.
Elephant stuff.
Yeah. Mostly just elephant stuff.
Okay.
We could slip something into his drink. Like, bring him a glass of milk.
Okay. Some leche.
Like, enchant it with something.
With a little bit of, sleepy. Like, X-lax in there or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. Funny.
He's got to go.
He's got to go then right now.
Before anyone notices.
Let's try that.
Do we have X-lax?
I really want to try that.
Oh, an elephant.
Do they make X-Lax and Alchemist.
Is there a Pathfinder?
Aren't you an alchemist?
I'm going to need a little bit of an alchemy check. He is an alchemist.
Yeah, I'm an alchemist.
You could surely make crafting some, like a high fiber potion.
I know.
Is this the only guard?
This is the only person stationed here at this point. But there is another guard 6 squares away on the other door.
Do you have the recipe for Metamucil?
Would I be using crafting check?
Yeah, I believe you have a craft alchemy feat. It's just part of being an alchemist, which is what your subclass is. You have the alchemist dedication.
Yeah.
So that dedication usually comes with the free craft alchemy feat. It's there.
Okay.
So, yes, you can try to whip up something that you think may cause him to have some sort of dietary issue.
Okay. Bubble guts?
Yeah.
So what do I roll to do that?
The scientific term.
I just say something?
Well, you would need to break out an alchemy kit and mix this up.
Okay.
And all right. Is that happening right here?
You should probably do that in a room.
Do you want to just do it on the game table right next to the guy? And then be like, here, drink this. I'm just saying, we may want to consider some subtlety.
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out what
sure.
to do.
Sure, yeah. It'll be a craft alchemy check. That part I got on lock. That part's easy.
We can totally just do this in our room.
I know the destination, but the road to get there...
It's like going to the dentist for the first time. Just, it's going to be okay. Yeah, just open your mouth.
Sit down and
I say,
trust me.
I say we go collect several leches from the kitchen, bring them all up, and then we could even enjoy them with Reginald and Gertrude, and we'll offer one to the guard so that way he doesn't feel left out.
Ah.
Yeah, well, you've done this before.
A plan.
I like
Let's
it.
Let's go.
I okay. love plans.
Let's go down to the kitchen and get some leche.
Although okay. I really do wish we could get all, they would know us, but get kitchen staff. Disguises.
Oh, I know.
Because he said kitchen staff.
Yeah. Right. Oh, right. That's right.
Why don't we do that?
Can we go get?
You don't want to plan B.
I think it should be plan B.
That's you a
plan
want to craft a laxative.
I love spike a leche. I haven't done that since middle school, but let's do it.
Yeah.
When you're mixing energy drinks and like whatever else we're drinking back then.
Well, they didn't have when I was in middle school, Greg.
Yeah, it was 100 years.
They didn't have energy drinks. We only had coffee and hopes.
As
I barely had hopes.
It was Mountain Dew.
Short on the hope.
That's what it was back then, Mountain Dew.
Our Mountain Dew didn't have caffeine in it.
What?
Nope.
Mountain Dew's always had caffeine, I thought.
Just strawberry.
He's lying.
Strawberry.
As the Dice of Thunder podcast, I think it behooves us.
Whoa.
To so many words right there.
To get past an obstacle because of poop.
So. Oh, come on. Oh, that's, I hate that you're right.
That's scatologically.
That's what I hate. Yeah. Yeah.
Scatologically,
okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's not harmful. He's just going to have, you know, he's going to be cleaned out. And yeah. He'll feel
he's
better.
He's going to soil his uniform.
Yeah. It's happened to us
all.
It's going to... All right. Yep, you guys descend down to the kitchen.
Do-do-do.
To try this nefarious plan out.
Nefarious.
Beep-beep. And... Can we get 7 leches, please?
Yes, certainly, right away. And they give you 7 leches. Yes. Ixel carries them all.
With his tail.
We just watch him.
Careful, careful.
I think technically he could carry them all with his tail, which is amazing.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
And where do you do this chemical assassination attempt?
In our room. Oh.
In your room.
We
okay.
have to mix it up,
that's a good,
right?
That's a good answer.
Uh-huh.
We don't need prying eyes to see our plan.
So you guys head back to your room, and Kiwi, you bust out your handy-dandy alchemy kit.
Watch this, everybody.
And I need you to roll a craft alchemy check.
Craft alchemy check.
Yeah, which is just going to be a crafting check.
Got it. Okay. I'm just trying to speak English here.
Don't screw this up, Beardy.
I believe in you.
I need positive energy here. Okay.
Think happy thoughts.
You can do it.
Ixel. All
right.
Maybe you can't do it.
Oh, no.
Does anybody else have crafting to aid this before?
No.
It can
I don't
be
have. We, even without alchemical
I don't
crafting.
Have crafting.
All right, I got this. I'm going to use a hero point. I got 25. Ooh, I'm going to use a hero point.
Wow.
Yeah, this needs to succeed.
That was bad. See what happens when you open your mouth and let your fish breath into the air?
Don't put this on me.
Go sit in the corner.
Don't put this on me.
Attaboy.
How's a 35?
A 35 total.
Total.
Is a success.
Yay!
You believe nice. That you have crafted something.
Laxative. Oh.
We're going to poison him. We're
going to poison him. Not poison.
That's it's my favorite Hamilton
give him
song.
Some bubble
we're going to poison him.
Speaking of musicals.
We're going to poison
him. My favorite Hamilton song.
I think it's safe to assume that most...
Don't throw away my shot of poison.
Like like that?
Yeah. I'm lost.
That was actually a good Hamilton reference. No?
Never
saw
Hamilton?
Fine. Never saw it.
What?
Good. You need to leave right now.
You are
to watch Hamilton?
No, to leave.
Swine.
Oh, I see the leave. I've never seen it either.
Get out of my presence.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't know swine. These people. See? We're not friends. See
I
that?
I watch good musicals like La La Land.
That's wild.
Stupid. I've never seen that either.
Like what?
La La Land.
Gross.
No.
I love that movie.
No. Oh, it's so horrible.
Jesse and I love it. We watch it together all the time.
My Fair Lady?
Yeah.
What?
What are you grasping?
My Fair Lady is like one of the greatest musicals ever made.
All right.
All right.
Get out of here.
You have leche in hand. One of them is...
We know exactly which one it is, too.
Tainted, yes.
So there's no foolish
one
that's
green. I'm not trying to run any tomfoolery here, okay? You know exactly which one it is. This is correct.
We're trying to run some Phil foolery.
Because his name is Philip.
Yeah.
And we're going to fill him up.
Yep.
With.
So he can let it out. Hey! I'm here all week, folks.
Painful.
Wow.
Painful.
Oh,
painful crazy. Vibrations. There you go. That's
yeah.
the spell.
Good, you good, tell such good. A bad joke. So we're just splashing in his face and running, right?
Yeah,
I think
well,
we should.
Walk me through this.
All right, so we're going to carry the leches up. We're
going
to carry the leches up, and we're going to find Reginald and Gertrude again. And
oh!
Yes, hello.
Hey.
I think he means hello.
Leches for everybody.
We've had such a good time with you. We wanted to celebrate.
To thank you for your tour.
Yes, we brought some drinks and we thought our new friend Philip could join us.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Indeed. We brought you a drink too, Philip.
Our new friend Philip, you say? Well, I suppose.
It's this drink here.
It is this one for you.
All right.
It is just...
Cusco's poison.
All right, poison. Poison chose specifically to kill Cusco. Cusco's poison.
That poison?
That poison.
Gotcha. Yes!
Gotcha.
My eyes are watering.
Gotcha covered. That's so great.
I mean, it wouldn't be the Dice of Thunder without these, like, harebrained.
Oh my gosh,
yeah. Schemes, absolutely.
And this is what we do, baby.
This is like a whole rabbit. So I'm here for it. Who's handing off this concoction?
Ixel. Well, Ixel's
holding
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Luton has the highest diplomacy, so I think
to get him to drink it?
If Phil is like, I don't want to drink this. Luton would have the best chances of
you like well, leche, don't you?
Drink it.
And Darnayru is actively drinking his. No, he's like giving the. He's lapping it out of the cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks like, oh, this is safe to drink.
And okay.
So which it is safe to drink. And Keyway's just staring at Phil. So,
just burning a hole in him.
He's got milk running down his mustache.
His beard. Just
drink it. Delicious.
Drink the leche.
Pointing at him with your forehead and milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not milk drinkers.
It's the dwarves that go swimming with little hairy women.
That was a Gimli reference for all you nerds out there.
Okay. They all got it.
Not me. I just laughed.
No, they didn't.
I just laughed.
They for sure did.
It felt right.
I don't remember that part.
Well, Luton, are they going to make this Luton's responsibility? Just
not
make
responsibility.
Sure?
Well,
no, no, it's fine.
I can help by making it look very okay to drink what she's handing. Like, it's not a big deal, you know?
Yeah. Point of order. Casting some Riz.
Yeah.
Point of order. This might be deception.
I'm drinking completely safe milk.
No.
Yes,
you
are.
To get Phil to drink it, it might require deception.
I can do deception or diplomacy. They're exactly the same for me.
I can do diplomacy.
I can do neither.
Or intimidation. So you want the milk, don't roll. You? Nah. You should drink it now.
You want the milk?
Drink it.
Drink the milk.
You don't have enough milk today, Philip.
Thank you for the episode title.
Yeah. What?
Drink you the want milk? The milk, don't you?
Oh.
So maybe
Darnayru.
Yeah, if it's deception, I can.
That's just what I think.
Well, what's the
attempting to poison somebody is definitely a deception, Chiswe. Okay. So I appreciate that. Hero point for Jordan.
Hey,
there.
Hey, nice. I think the poison part is too strong. We're not trying to poison.
We're making him go poop.
100% trying to get him to drink something bad for him. That is poisoning.
If you put it that way,
and just accept it. I think it'll be better for you if you just accept it and you're like, yeah, we're
maybe
poisoners.
He's been backed up for a
you
while.
Made a poison.
He might be constipated.
Yeah.
This could be a good thing.
It's safe to assume people who work on a boat have a low fiber diet.
This is a diuretic. This is
true.
Is not to
you
stop
don't get a
blood.
Lot of fruit.
This
on
is
a
to.
Yeah, you diagnosed every medical condition he has, right? Giving him explosive diarrhea is definitely not going to kill him.
Not going to kill him.
No, of course not. You know everything about this guy's entire medical history.
Yeah, he's got a little.
We don't
you
even
know
where he's from.
Maybe, type 2.
Maybe he has celiacs.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Crohn's.
Maybe he's. Yeah, maybe he has Crohn's. Maybe he's dehydrated.
Maybe this is regular.
Already.
For him.
So he could die.
And now look.
Let's see what happens.
All right. We've gone through all the possibilities, yeah. Folks. We're at the let's see what happens phase.
So who's aiding this deception roll that I'm rolling?
Yeah, you don't want me helping you with this.
I have +5 to deception.
Wow.
What about you?
Luton's the only one who can't. I only have +1.
Purse face.
Anybody can try. Aid.
I can try.
You guys are all terrible liars.
Question. We restart at 1 hero point, right?
No, you should be keeping track of them throughout each. Because we don't do
our
normal 4-hour game sessions.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want me to aid or not?
+5.
Are you
trained? +5. You're untrained?
I'm untrained.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How good do you think you can roll? You have to roll above 15.
This is the good one.
You got to roll a 10 or better.
That is a wild question.
Okay. Worst thing that happens is you critically fail.
And then it takes one away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
bad. You could just normal fail.
That's the worst thing.
Could just normal fail and then it does nothing.
Then it does
just
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Right. I don't like the way you're saying that.
I don't like it.
Don't listen to me.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Mine's only a +16.
Philip forces you to drink it.
Joke's on you. Depends on you. Get it?
Get it, depends. Because they're adult diapers, folks.
Lord. Save us.
Here, drink this. Enjoy us.
Join us.
This is unusual. I don't know. I don't think I will. I'm going to pass.
Ah, but you must join us as a toast to this amazing journey we've been on.
Huzzah!
You don't have to leave. You'd like to stay here. We will stay with you.
Fair enough, I suppose. Go ahead and roll the deception check.
Ah.
Greatest deception check of our entire podcast right here.
Yeah. And
how'd we do, Greg?
A 26 before the aid roll. So. Okay.
Luton,
please.
I should roll.
Are you rolling? It's up to you. You don't have to make that decision based on what Greg is saying.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I'm scared. Should I use Michael Christopher's D20?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Yeah.
Is that thing in jail?
Yeah, it's in jail. It keeps rolling natural ones. Okay, I'm going to use the safe one. We'll see how safe it is.
Roll them both.
Sorry, Michael.
And then only two. Yeah.
Okay.
That's not good.
Did you roll them both?
No, I rolled the safe one. I got a 4.
Oh.
So that's 9.
Well, let's roll Michael Christopher's die just for funsies and see what it is.
It better not be good. You better roll consistently, bad or good. 14!
Oh, that is too bad. That would have been a success.
You will never hear the end of this on Discord.
Was that a critical fail? 9?
No, 9 is not a critical fail.
But do I use my only hero point?
Yeah, you do.
This is the...
I don't know.
Otherwise, we're sitting here holding...
Milk.
X-lax milk. You don't need it. You don't need it. You don't need it. Spend
it. I'm using the hero point and it might end me later.
You only live once.
And then here we go. Rolling again. What did I roll last time?
27 total.
Yeah, I rolled a natty 8 plus 16, so it's worse.
Okay.
Two. I wasted my hero point.
Okay,
let's think.
I love me some Lord Reginald, but I'm not supposed to have any leche while I'm on the job, you see. If I drink that, it will make me have just normal leche. Makes me have the runs because I'm lactose intolerant. Just like Greg.
Dang. This is true.
Is there something I can do with society? Like, can I say something to him like, you know?
So society is a knowledge skill.
Dang it.
Specifically meant to give you knowledge information like you'd read out of a book.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I'd like to roll to intimidate him to drink the milk.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. He's knuckle up, boy.
I'm going to aid.
He's going to hate us.
We're going to force him to drink this milk.
My intimidation's also plus 16, so I'm going to roll to aid.
Let's go.
I roll a natty 18.
Let's go. Yeah, you're drinking this milk today, boy. You're drinking this milk today, boy.
When someone offers you a beverage,
I got 34 to aid.
You should be polite.
Sounds like you're going to be drinking milk today, son.
If you do not join us in this toast.
I don't want to.
If you do not join us in this toast, I will tell the captain that you made your clients dissatisfied.
I'm going to make everybody dissatisfied.
Hey, you.
By drinking.
Hey, you. Listen to me. Don't be disrespectful. Drink the milk, okay?
I'm sorry. But I can't. I just can't. No.
Please. Glug.
Drink it, exactly. You tell them, Muffin Muffin. He reaches out, his hands shaking. He takes the milk from Luton. He's like.
A little bit
of it spilling out, and when it spills, a little bit of smoke comes off of it.
I don't waste any of that.
Are you sure this is milk?
It's milk.
It's leche. Leche.
And he holds the glass to his lips.
Oh,
There, there. Great job.
It was... See? It's a party. It's a party.
See, that wasn't so bad.
Oh, man, peer pressure. I didn't know that was under intimidation.
Thanks, I guess.
Oh.
Oh no.
You all right? Oh, no. You're, hey, no. You all right?
Oh no.
Just hold. That's what he feels inside is that sound.
I am all too familiar.
Hey, Mark. You gotta cover me, man.
No.
Do you drink milk again, bro?
They made me!
It was a celebration.
And Mark made you? Bro.
All right, go, man. Don't take 20 minutes like you did last time. And Philip is like, excuse me, mates. We'll have to run to the loo.
Oh, my.
And he runs off.
Okay. Yeah.
Two Wilhelm screams go by.
Yep.
And he's gone. And the door stands now in front of you, unguarded.
It worked! Yes!
We did it!
We made an NPC poop!
Just to get past his door.
Achievement nice. Unlocked.
That was great.
Okay, we sneaking in this door, trying not to let Mark
quickly.
See us.
Before Mark...
We bid you farewell, Von Bartemis. Well, best of luck, whatever you're doing in there, strange friends. But
Lord Reginald and his wife return back to their table that they were sitting at. And yes, Kal-El can squeeze down this hallway. So you are in a 5-foot wide hallway that is 8 squares from front to back of boat. You see 4 doors, 2 on either side, and a door at the end of the hallway. You try your key in some of these doors just to see, without opening, just to check. What's the first room you want to try out of the 4 here, or the end of the hall? It's your choice.
I mean, I would pick the first door we come to, which is the one on the left. On the right is the first door
on the
we
right?
come to. Yeah.
Okay.
Ship terms, please.
Starboard.
Starboard.
The one on the starboard.
Thank you.
Starburst.
We've shipped. Now you can be happy. You try your key that you had pilfered from the crew deck below in the lock on this door, and it does open. It is an average lock, which would have been a challenge, but it does open.
We hear
and
anything?
Unlock with a click. You don't hear anything on the other side of the door. If you open the door, you see that it is a luxury room that currently is unoccupied. There's no luggage. The bed is perfectly made. Looks like it has not been entered for a while.
Okay.
Just an empty room.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Okay. Do we need to roll a perception check to see if there's anything like
roll
hidden
a perception
stuff in
check.
There? 31.
Okay.
36.
Very good.
39.
You guys pour over this room, and in the bedside table, there's a copy of the current edition of The Logic of Design.
Oh.
Ooh.
And that's about it.
Is it signed?
It's like their Bible.
Okay.
I mean, that would be impressive, right? Yeah. It says, yes, it is signed. It says, To Ibrium from Bri.
Oh.
No, it's not signed.
Oh, darn.
Okay.
Okay.
You're funny.
I know.
Hilarious.
He's
we don't
like,
need
why
to
am
that.
I funny? You're accidentally funny.
I know.
That's why
signed
it's great.
Signed by a deity.
Yeah.
Wow.
Signed by... It's the only copy in existence signed by a deity.
But I also don't think everyone...
Which makes it worthless, because it has no value to compare it to anything.
I don't think everyone caught the joke, because when you go to hotels, there's always a Bible in the drawer, and that's basically what Scott just said.
Right.
Thanks,
it's fantastic.
Hero point.
Oh, wow.
Why not?
I didn't catch that.
See?
That is
I knew you
funny.
Okay.
Don't try to.
Thank you, Jordan.
Don't try to piggyback on the hero plan, bro. I see what you're doing.
I give credit when credit is due, and credit is due. For
I appreciate
joke.
You assigning praise to my joke.
Yeah.
Praise has been received. I will log it in the praise log.
Thank you for this transaction.
Oh, that's a joke for another podcast. Praise log. Mm. Anyway, you had to be there.
Okay, so can we go across the hall to the next room since there's nothing in this one?
Yes.
And take. I always want to take a listen.
Before take
I put
a listen
key in.
First.
Luton's also detecting magic.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yes, because you guys are in exploration mode. So if you're detecting magic from there, 30 feet, which is 6 squares in all directions, you don't detect any magic in the 2 rooms on the port side or the room you were just in.
Okay.
You do detect extremely strong auras of magic from that third room on the right.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Starboard.
Okay. Starboard, yes. Starboard. Yeah, the second room on the right.
Starboard.
Second room on the starboard has extreme auras of magic.
That's probably...
It's got to be Medusa.
Or Ibrium.
Well, it could be.
And his things, his magical things. Okay, so...
Only one way to find
out. So I think we should check the two port side rooms
before we
first, and then...
I agree.
Yeah, then the third room.
Okay, so let's check that port room. Said that we didn't hear anything behind.
Yes, you check that port room. The key works in the lock. And if you open one of these rooms up, you do see it is an occupied room, the first one. The room is lavishly decorated. There's a large plush bed, a gilded dresser, and an elegant dining table. A tile mosaic. Oh, yes, thank you. Never interrupt me ever again. A tile mosaic covers one entire wall of the room and details the skyline of a city filled with palaces, hanging gardens, and floating spires.
What city that... Can I roll... Can Kiwi roll a society to find out where that's at?
Yes, Kiwi.
I want to know where that's at.
Please roll a society check.
Greg wants to know.
I will.
Ooh, yeah.
So high my garden. Society check got me a 30.
It is Nex.
It is Nex.
The mosaic is of the city of Nex.
Oh, it's Nex. Yeah. Okay.
And you realize that this cabin is a Nexian decorated quarters for some traveler from Nex.
Oh, so they brought the mosaic with them. It's not just part of the decorations?
No, it's a decoration on the wall.
Oh, cool. Okay. That's cool.
It is pretty cool.
I just wanted to know so we can move on to the next room.
What does that mean?
Completionist.
It's just a Nexian guest room.
So this boat has...
It's a theme.
Murals specifically for Nexians?
Well,
Ibrium's from Nex.
Ibrium's from there, yeah.
And this is his boat.
Oh, got it. Okay, so this is one of his rooms, for sure.
This is a room specifically dedicated to a Nexian passenger.
Okay.
Let's do a search. Let's see anything.
Let's.
33.
20.
Anyone else searching the room?
37.
That's pretty good.
What do I roll?
Whatever you want. Perception. Roll D8, D5.
I rolled 8, 26.
So we won't use Keyway's 37, but we will use Ixel's 33.
Great. Thanks.
I was like, okay.
I was minding my own business.
I wonder what that...
With the 37, you search this room and the room next to it. Because you did such a good roll. We'll carry it over. Both of these cabins on the port side are Nexian-themed rooms. They both have murals. The second room's mural is a different view of the same city of Nex. Or Quantium, I suppose I should be more specific. I said earlier, didn't I say, it's Nex? That's a whole country.
Yeah.
The city depicted on the mosaic is Quantium, the capital of Nex, which is really cool.
Yeah.
On
the second room's mosaic is a sunset, and the first room's mosaic is like a sunrise.
How beautiful.
You can imagine they would call them the sunset room or the sunrise room because it's a corny cruise ship, right?
That's exactly what corny cruise ships do. Except for call everything the poop deck.
Leaving one more door.
Dun, dun.
In this hallway on the right, on the starboard, even. Some would say, if they were Boatly.
Boatly.
That was my nickname in high school.
Boatly. That's why I used it today. It was a throwback.
Yeah.
I didn't even go to high school, Greg. I just heard about it.
Yeah.
In a completely different town.
It's pretty infamous.
You know about Boatly?
Boatly.
And people were like, he doesn't exist yet because it's 1994.
I was born before that.
But you weren't in high school before that.
I wasn't in high school before that. You're right.
They won't know about the legend of Boatly for another 8 years.
The prophecies foretold of Boatly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was written on the bathroom stall wall in the high school I went to.
Mine too.
Right? You saw that?
On his bathroom wall in his house?
My living room bathroom.
Loosen up the tile, and when you lift it up, it says under there,
Boatly.
Boatly was here.
The Boatly joke has gone on too long!
Yeah.
Yes, it has. What's in the room?
What's in the room?
What's in the room?
Do we hear anything at the duel?
Roll a perception check.
Rolling a perception. I rolled a natty one. I closed my ears and put it up against the wall.
You plug your ears with your eyes.
25.
28.
24.
Oh, those are bad rolls,
you
everyone.
You don't hear anything.
Great.
Shoot.
But I do detect magic. A large amount of...
A strong aura of magic.
Okay.
Coming from that room specifically. No other magic auras are near you. Although I suppose you could detect magic auras above you and below you.
Can I
as well, but you don't.
A vent from a neighboring room to just peek through the vent in this
genius.
Room.
Oh, I like it. Now we're like it. Thinking.
Like, let's not good barge scout. In.
Now we're working with Leche.
So we can go in the unoccupied room because right. nobody's in there.
Nobody's in there. The one with the that's next to it on the starboard side.
You head into that unoccupied room.
So glad you thought of that.
You scamper up into the vent.
I fly. I don't scamper.
There's some scampering. No.
She flutters.
She's the picture of grace. Mm. Okay. Oh, no. Please.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
We're going to roll the thunder die and the cursed thunder die.
No, they both hate me.
And if the cursed thunder die rolls higher than the thunder die.
Then you scampered.
I guess we're going to see what happens.
Dang.
Okay, hold on. I got to calculate this.
Oh, no.
That means it's close.
No, I think he's rolling damage.
Okay.
If she gets stuck up there, we got to yank her down.
You move through the vent to the next vent, and you look down through the grill, and you see an elaborate quarters, very ornate, finely decorated. And as you're looking through the vent, you see three clockwork-looking creatures, but they don't look like normal clockwork.
Are they glassy?
Yeah, are they glassy?
Do you stay in the vent to determine more information, or do you head back?
I stay in the vent to determine more information.
Respect.
Okay. Roll a perception check, Luton.
31.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You're observing these creatures, and you see a lot of similarities to the Clockwork Buccaneers. They have the same swords at their sides. They have these kind of giant packs on their back. And their arms look like they have a weapon embedded in them. But where the Clockwork Buccaneers have brass and copper plating over their bodies, these Buccaneers are made of glass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Abrian's been tinkering.
And as you observe them, one of them snaps its head.
Like a horror movie?
Abort.
And looks directly at the vent. Raises its hand up and then presses a button.
Oh, get out.
On its hand, and you start to hear a bunch of shum, 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 as all of the vents in the area start snapping shut.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Do we all in the room hear the vents shutting?
Oh, yeah. You guys all start to hear this happening.
I think I hear vents shutting.
Time to go.
Good job, Keyboy.
We need to gangster this vent open so she can get out. Are you flying back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't.
You can't fly in that vent, but you are only about
scamper.
I'm running.
Scamper. 10 feet away.
10 feet. I'm diving.
Right. You immediately move and try to
get out.
Get out.
Get out.
I need you to roll an athletics check.
Oh, no.
Oh. I'm curious if I can use some engineering to.
Man. Oh, man.
Perhaps.
Get that. How many of us can we aid on this?
Yeah. So before you say your total there, what are you thinking? You can't just say engineering at the vent and then have something happen.
So. That's the first thing I was going to do, so that's out. I
guess that's out.
Yeah. I take out some tools, and I have some like mini scaffolding that I try to put into the vent to slow
like to brace
down.
It?
Yeah, okay. To brace it to slow it down.
All right,
watch this.
Hold on, where are you getting all this from?
From my pockets.
You just have this BS in your pockets, huh?
It's not BS. It's like tinkering tools.
Tinkering tools?
I'm a tinkerer because I do things.
You have a crafting kit, right?
I have a crafting kit.
We'll say that, yeah. You bust out some tools from your crafting kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I bust out some tools from a crafting kit.
Mm-hmm. Roll a crafting check.
A crafting check? Thank you.
Yeah. No, that's what you're trying to do, right?
Yeah, 31. Yeah.
31, nice. Okay. What else was going on around here?
Freaking crafty.
I just assumed we could attempt to pry it open, like I could pull out my war razor or something, my knife, and just try to, like, wedge and...
Okay. Roll an athletics check.
Can I aid that?
Yes. These are all aids to Luton's roll, actually.
35 to aid.
What do you do, Ixel?
I use my muscles.
Athletics!
Use my muscles to pry it open.
Which muscle?
My biceps.
Okay.
My biceps.
You disconnect a bicep and you throw it up into the vent.
I got a 21.
I engage my biceps to pry it open.
You got a 21?
Yeah.
All right. What's your training level in crafting, Keyboy?
Yeah, I'm an M.
All right. And Darnayru?
Trained.
Okay. And what's your athletics training? Isn't that master, also? Okay. So we got a bunch of pluses over here. Total plus 5 to Luton.
Hey.
That's great.
For this roll. What'd you get?
So I rolled the Michael Christopher.
Why?
Okay. D20, but I got 17.
Hey,
plus 9. Oh, okay. So I got 26 total.
Plus 5 is 31.
Math.
Oh, 31.
Mathing.
Yeah.
Look at us. Look at the show. That's pretty good, baby.
Who'da thunk?
Who'da thunk?
Not me.
Unless it's really hard.
Right.
Incredibly hard.
If it was very hard, we missed it by one.
Yeah. Ooh, that would suck.
What really sucks is once we get you out of here, it's on.
Yeah, the poison or like the cleaning crap goes in the room. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about the solid gold.
Three glass robot. Clockwork and really tight quarters.
Glass buccaneers.
He doesn't know we're in this room. We just be real quiet.
Really tight quarters.
He's an AI, dude. He knows everything.
You successfully sprint down the ductwork and dive through the opening that's being held open by your friends. And you can see like the hatch is like pressing against. There's like a screwdriver jammed in there. Darn, he's got one of his toenails caught in there.
So
Ixel flexes his bicep. His bicep is sticking in the wall.
The real question is, did you grab your hat before it shut?
Yeah.
Okay, so Luton comes screaming out of the vent.
Yeah.
And she tells everybody what she saw.
Oh, my.
Three glass buccaneers. Glass buccaneers. Buccaneers. One of them saw me, and he pushed a button, and then all the vents started shutting.
And the last thing you realize with your search check is that that was definitely Ibrahim's quarters.
I would assume so, yes.
There was a picture on his desk of him and his mom. And she signed it.
Aww. That's cute.
To Ibrahim from Love Mom. Aww. And that's how you know it was his quarters.
Yeah.
Sentimental guy.
There you go.
You can't make him lovable.
There you go. All the canon nerds out there, all the continuity nerds. Yeah. That's how she found out that it was indeed Ibrahim's quarters.
But there was no Medusa in there.
Nope.
And that's the key we're looking for.
She does not appear to be in there, but those are definitely Ibrahim's quarters.
The buccaneers like mobilizing.
Nope.
Ooh, oh. They think they toasted you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They saw.
That's a good thing.
They saw a rat in the vent. Is what
they
thought.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, there are other rooms to explore
beyond here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, do we think that Ibrahim and Medusa share a room?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Because if they do, that's his room, which means isn't the key in there?
The key's on her neck.
Oh, she's wearing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to take off her head.
Well, we don't need to go in there again.
If the chain is small, yeah.
Just give her a
maybe
glass
just ask
of leche.
Her for it.
Oh, yeah. Give her an arm of leche.
Hey, it worked.
Drink this.
The most abusive glass of
leche
of all time.
He'll be fine. He's going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
That'll be the end credits scene if this was a Marvel movie. It'd be that poor guy in the bathroom.
Still just in there. Yeah. It's been in there all day.
Like Pizza Papa.
Finally over. What a great character, man. Oh, Bruce Campbell's a legend.
Yes, Pizza Papa always gets paid. What do you guys want to do?
I say we keep searching the other rooms.
Yeah, I don't know.
You mean you go into the next, like, past this hallway that
we're in? You're just in the hallway. You don't know what's beyond.
Yep.
Yeah. And all the vents are closed now, right?
The vents are closed for the next 30 minutes.
Okay. I say we move through that door next at the end of the hallway.
It's going to be a fight in there.
All right, you go through the door at the end of the hall, and it opens up into a wider hall, 10 feet wide this time and 8 squares long from port to bow. From bow to stern. From port to bow. That's a corner.
Yeah.
Boat.
Yeah.
Boat.
Boat jokes.
Boat. From bow to stern, it is 8 squares, and it is 10 feet wide in front of you. There is a little side hall to the left that leads to 2 doors, and then another door at the very end of the hallway. All of these rooms are locked. Oh, I forgot. You didn't ever try your key in Ibrahim's door, the door to Ibrahim's room. And if you do...
Can we carefully check that without alerting the guards?
You can, and the key you have does not open that door.
Oh.
It remains sneaky. Locked and cannot be unlocked.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we didn't try to open that door and look inside.
Now I feel like there's something in there we want.
Yeah.
But I'm...
A fight with 3 by. Glass buccaneers.
In
that's something I want.
That's
Greg.
What you want, yeah.
That's a small space to have a fight like that.
Do I hear anything at these southern port side doors?
Yeah, roll a perception check.
Natty 20. On the cloud die.
I'm not going to aid.
I'll aid.
Is it because you already rolled and it was bad? Or?
No, because you got a net. He's 20.
Oh, okay.
He's fine.
34.
Yeah, oh, good. Well, with Keyboy's 34 to 8. Yeah,
that's the only reason we succeeded.
These rooms are making no sound.
Okay. Let's check them out real quick.
You open them. They are not locked. And you see some servants' quarters. Simply decorated. 4 bunk beds, a wardrobe, several chests for storing luggage and clothing. You kick open the first footlocker just to see. Empty.
Mm.
All the beds are perfectly made. They haven't been touched. There are no servants that are staying in either of these two rooms.
I pulled out my white gloves and did the dust check and saw lots of dust.
Saw lots of dust.
And then now you mess up the bed.
Mm. No extra keys.
The rooms are... Nope. There's nothing in here.
All right.
This would be 16 different servants.
Whoa. Okay.
And staying in these two... You know, there's 4 bunk beds for each room, right? So 16 total bunks.
Yeah.
And they are all empty.
Interesting.
And haven't been touched.
So it seems like kind of a safer area to hide if we need a quick place to run off.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to be checking servants' quarters.
Okay. We moving on?
Moving on?
Yeesh.
All right. You move on to the final door here at the end of this hallway, and you check it. It's not locked. Doesn't even have a lock. It's just a door.
Huh. No windows or nothing to peek through?
Nope, no windows or nothing to peek through.
Luton, you should come. Is there any magic behind here?
As okay, Luton,
close enough now to the door.
Yeah, you get close to the door, and you detect strong auras of magic coming from multiple locations throughout this room.
What about vibes?
Yeah, how's magic the vibes?
The vibes are chill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Roll a perception check, whoever wanted to... I think Greg had mentioned.
Yep.
Lots of perception checking this episode. I like it.
Me too.
22.
90, 20.
Holy shnikes.
28.
30.
30. All right. A lot of aides around the table. Ixil, do you think you hear singing?
Medusa. Is that Ave Maria?
Luton, you think you hear singing. Kibwe, you're not sure, but it might be singing. And Darn Iris still just got his ears plugged with his eyes.
Yep.
Can't perceive anything. But that's what's going on. And we're going to find out what that sound is next week.
It's Medusa.
As we end our episode.
Medusas don't sing.
They do. Maybe
beware
this one does.
The sirens.
Sirens sing.
That's true. That's really good, Ariel.
That's great.
You're beautiful.
That's what they sing like.
Oh, boy.
What do you guys think is back there?
Everything.
A concert. It's definitely a concert.
It's definitely. It's somebody prepping for a concert.
It's the alien singer from The Fifth Element.
Yes.
Papa Noah?
Yeah.
Or when she does the dance and everything.
I love that movie.
Corbin!
Chris Tucker.
Corbin Dallas!
Corbin Dallas!
Supreme.
Well, tune in next week, Thunderbase.
Yep.
Oh, so on.
Yeah. Until I say that, we're on.
Don't like Chris Tucker in that movie.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.